One of the things that's interesting about this ECOG trial, as you mentioned, is that the chemotherapy is a cisplatin-based regimen. There are three different regimens that are utilized. And that kind of ties into the data that was presented from the CALGB looking at carboplatin in the adjuvant setting. I can tell you that our patterns of care studies show that right now, at this instant, as of a couple months ago, carboplatin is still by far and away the most common adjuvant regimen that's being utilized in community practice. I don't know that that's the case with clinical investigators. What's your take on that whole controversy and the issue of adjuvant therapy in stage 1B disease?
The two large trials that have been published that show a survival advantage are the ANITA trial from Europe, where they use vinorelbine cisplatin, and the National Cancer Institute of Canada trial that was published by Tim Winton also used the vinorelbine platinum doublet. And in both those groups, they have shown a survival advantage. Now, the cancer in that groups, when they've subsetted out the stage 1Bs, that hasn't been a group that has showed a survival advantage, albeit it wasn't designed to answer that question. Now, there was a cancer and acute leukemia group B that was chaired by Gary Strauss that take a look specifically at stage 1Bs. And there, as you pointed out, the chemotherapy was paclitaxel and carboplatin. And in that group, when they reported it out about 2.5 years ago, they believed it showed a survival advantage. When that was updated within the past year and a half, it no longer showed a statistically significant difference. And the question comes up is, how do you interpret that data? My own opinion and the things that have been presented publicly is that the group who have relatively small stage 1B tumors, that is, those between 3 and 4 centimeters, if you break those out in retrospective analyses, show that there's no difference in outcome when you treat those patients. If you take a look at those that have lesions over 4 centimeters, and this has been pretty consistently shown across all the groups when they've looked at this, that's when you see a difference in the survival, both with paclitaxel carboplatin and when you break out the subgroup given vinorelbine and cisplatin. So I think if you're careful in selecting the stage 1Bs, that you will be likely to identify subsets of patients who potentially benefit from the adjuvant treatments. Now, as far as taking a look at that 4 centimeters, there was data presented at this ASCO meeting that showed that the prognosis of people with stage 1B tumors who had lesions over 4 centimeters, their prognosis was worse than those who had less, and it came out as an independent factor. So that doesn't mean that if you treat those, it'll get better, but there's multiple things showing that 4 centimeters may be a more important and a better dividing point than the 3 centimeters that we typically use.
A lot of people look at that and maybe take a lesson away from breast cancer, maybe even colon cancer, and say, should there be a biologic difference, once the tumor size gets smaller, or is it just an events thing that you don't have the power to actually see what's there?
Yeah, well, one of the things you always have to remember is every time they've looked at it, there is a small survival advantage for the patients who got treated with paclitaxel and carboplatin when you take a look at the whole group. And I think you carefully point out that study was closed early when they looked, and the reason why it was reported out is because they looked at it and it met the early closure rules as they've had more mature follow-up. And I think your point, it's only about 400 patients, and you see a hazard ratio that's hovering somewhere between 0.85 and 0.80. And if they had more patients or if they followed them for a longer period of time, they may end up getting something that's statistically significant. And I think the concept we talk about is biologically meaningful. So most people, if they could increase their chances of cure by a relative amount of 10% to 15%, would likely accept that potential benefit.
What specific adjuvant chemotherapy regimen are you generally utilizing off protocol, and were you using the same thing, a year or two ago before that presentation at CALGB? In other words, did it change your practice?
Since the CLGB, the second presentation where they didn't show a difference for the people with stage 2 and 3, I've gone back to vinorelbine cisplatin. And one of the things, being one of the academic investigators, I say a couple things. I say one is that I don't really like having a conversation about whether cisplatin or carboplatin is better. We've been having that discussion for 20 years. My own opinion is it's a little bit better. And I think reasonable people will have differences of opinion about whether that is or is not worthwhile in stage 4 disease. In my opinion, since all the trials that have showed a survival advantage have cisplatin in, that's what's common to them, that in the adjuvant setting, we end up giving people a cisplatin-based regimen.